Hello. Good morning. It is Wednesday. It is the middle of the week. It is a week from the day after Christmas. It is the 19th day of December, and the year is 2018. You know what I'm going to do right away? I am going to introduce you to my guest this morning, Rick Martinek. And Rick has been my guest in the past. He's one of those Expo guys that you hear about all the time here on KYMN Radio. And Rick, thank you very much for joining me here again. This is, I believe, the second time you joined me, and that was 5 years ago or more.
Yeah, well, Wayne, can you believe it? We were preparing for the 7 days to Green Bay, the bike ride from the Metrodome to Lambeau Field way back then.
Yeah, you did that. Yeah. How did that go?
Really big, a lot bigger than I ever thought it would be. Google News picked it up after I was on your radio show here. They picked it up, and next thing you know, TV cameras are following us in all the small towns. All along the way, we raised money and food for the food shelves. And, of course, we were there for the opening game of the Green Bay Packers.
That had to be pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Did you have good seats?
I think somebody took care of us in the 106 section in the end zone, so okay. It was pretty good.
Yeah, because it's kind of hard to get tickets there at Lambeau Field. Maybe not the rest of the year, but definitely they're sold out and have a waiting list. As a matter of fact, my neighbor across the street is a hardcore Green Bay Packer fan. He's from Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And he was telling me stories that were really hard to believe. Some of the things that people get is a certificate of what number you are in line to buy a ticket.
Yeah, wow, a certificate for that. My wife is a shareholder, and she always brings it up to everybody. She's from the Green Bay area, so okay. We go back there for Christmas. We'll be doing that again this year. But she has her stock certificate on the wall and her pictures with all the players that were great of yesteryear. And it's always a fun time to go back and enjoy a game there at Lambeau.
And, of course, this year it's unfortunate, but they're not doing that well. Are you a Packer backer?
Well, you know, we approached this, that we played the border battle when we did the bike ride. I'm a Viking fan. She's a Green Bay, you know, fan. And we played the border battle, and we got a lot of press off of that because I said, I bet that moms and neighbors back home, my charity of choice for the food shelf, would donate more people back in Minnesota over your Wisconsin, residents for Paul's Pantry in Green Bay. So we played that up on every interview, and it turned out being very beneficial for both charities.
If you don't know, the Expo guys, they put on expos that are broadcast live on KYMN Radio many times by Ned the Horse Farmer, his nickname. And by the way, I have right here the Expo guys' famous sauce. What kind of sauce?
Well, that's a habanero sauce.
Habanero, what does that mean?
It's pretty hot, but then we have scorpion pepper sauce too.
And again, or better or whatever you say.
Yeah, you know, it's from Figueroa Brothers in California. They actually private label everything for people, and so we just ordered that and we give it out to our vendors and other people that we meet. Well, in this case.
Thank you for this, because you gave me one a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. and you know you don't use it like ketchup for sure.
If you do, you'll be in for a surprise.
I'd like it on scrambled eggs. Mm-hmm. That's the way I eat it, scrambled eggs, and I just ran out. So perfect timing.
Hey,
heck of a deal. talk more about that benefit that you did in regards to raising money, one in Wisconsin, one in Minnesota. What is that all about?
Well, I put out a bunch of press releases, and my wife and I, you know, she's a cheesehead. I'm a Viking fan, and we played up on that. Her charity of choice was Paul's Pantry in Green Bay area. Wonderful cause. Mine is Moms and Neighbors back home out of Eagan, Minnesota. And each provides food and cash or, you know, items for families in need, going through need in their life. And it turned out being a lot of fun. We brought a lot of exposure to the charities, and Yeah, that's been, I think I did it in 2012, and then we did it again in 2014. This time in 2014, we brought my karate instructor with us, so there was actually three of us, and his brother was a Segwagon, meaning that he followed behind us in case a flat tire. Thank goodness we didn't have any flat tires. And he was there for us in case we did.
And what time of the year do you do that?
Well, it was for the opener. Yes, it was for September.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And how far is that?
316 miles.
And how long did it take you to get there?
We like to call it 7 days to Green Bay. So we took 7 days. At first, I had to bark at everybody and say, "Hey, come on, guys, we got to keep a pace up here." And we did like 60 miles, 63 miles the first 3 or 4 days, and then we started relaxing when we started getting around day five, you know, where it would be down the Mountain Bay Trail that you get over at Wausau, and then you go right into Green Bay with that, and it's like a crushed limestone trail leading over there. All you see is a bunch of hunting shacks up in the air, mm-hmm. and a lot of water and nature. It was beautiful.
Did you bring your bikes right into the Lambeau Field parking lot?
Oh, yes, we did. We rode up on the plaza with the mayor leading the way.
Wow.
See, that was something I did with all these press releases, is that I welcomed the mayors of the town to come interview with us. We had a guy doing a camera with us, and now it's a documentary on YouTube. It's called 7 Days to Green Bay, The Bike Ride 2014. And people could tune that in and get the whole story in 12 minutes.
12 minutes. Yeah. Well, I can take 12 minutes of anything. So,
yeah
that sounds reasonable. Tell me about the one that you represent as the Viking guy. Your nonprofit. Do you have a person that runs the program?
Well, it was our longtime exhibitor, Melissa Cook. When she used to have her business going, she mentioned about the charity, and my wife and I have been to a number of their little benefits that they do, a card party and a couple other fun things. I think they had a bingo night and stuff like that. But more important than anything is that 100% of the money raised, or 100% of the food donated, goes right to the cause. We're all about that. Her and I are on the same page. My wife Robin and I are on the same page when it comes to these charities. Paul's Pantry, 100% of the food that you bring in there goes directly to the cause. Same thing with Moms and Neighbors. If you donate cash, it goes to the cause. If you donate food, it goes directly to the cause. Not one penny is taken out for administration.
And what Moms and Neighbors, did you say?
Yep.
Is that in Eagan? Or is it for Dakota County, or how does that work?
I think they did basically take care of a lot of people in a certain school district that Melissa belonged to. And so her and her girlfriend started Moms and Neighbors. And I think it's momsandneighbors.org, as with Paul's Pantry, greenbay.org, I'm sure, too. And so they were really, really good causes that we knew about and that we really believed in, and still do believe in them.
Is Robin from Wisconsin?
Yeah, she's from Chilton, Wisconsin.
Chilton?
Chilton, 25 miles from Green Bay.
Okay, I've heard that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice of you, too, to do that.
Yeah.
It gives you a good feeling. Would you ever help distribute it?
No, that I didn't. No,
okay.
I'm unfortunately, or fortunately, I guess it's fortunate, I'm very, very busy at work.
All right, yeah, for sure. We're going to take a brief break, and I'll remind you that my guest this morning is one of those gentlemen that they call themselves the Expo Guys, and we'll talk about how that goes. And you had a battle with health recently.
Yeah, yeah,
we'll
I'd like to talk about that too. I'd like to touch on the cancer adventure.
Okay.
Yeah.
The big C. Mm-hmm. Before we do that, I want to remind everybody that perhaps maybe you ought to get one of these Expo Guys Tabasco sauce and put it in your car, and then when you go in the quarterback club and you order your eggs, scramble traveled or anywhere you want them, you can use a little bit of this. You'll find it's teases your tongue, and it's very delicious going down. Just don't OD on it. Now, the Quarterback Club is open until 10 o'clock for breakfast every morning, Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., and on Sunday they don't serve breakfast because they like to have the nonprofits have their pancake feeds, etc. And by the way, Saturday's breakfast is from 7 until 10 a.m. So you still have about 48 minutes to get in there and order breakfast. Remember, they aren't a fast food restaurant. They are a restaurant that serves food fast. Locally owned, locally managed, the Quarterback Club on Highway 3, South Northfield.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
With the best gifts from the best brands, AeroAce Hardware in Northfield makes finding the perfect present easier than ever. From Craftsman, Milwaukee, Steel, Toro Snowblowers, and Weber Grills, our store has the hand-picked, quality brands you trust. We'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Now through Christmas Eve, round up or donate at AeroAce Hardware to help our local food shelf, the Community Action Center of Northfield.
We're back live from our studios in downtown Northfield, Minnesota, KYMN Radio, 1080 on your AM dial for over 50 years, and now 95.1, the 1 FM. Our guest this morning on the Wayne Eddy Affair is Rick Martinek. And Rick, you meant, I found out that you had battled the Big C, as some people call it. And you know, it's... I think one of the biggest fears that Americans have is getting cancer. So let's start from the very beginning.
Yeah.
And that is, when and how did you learn that you had cancer, and where was it?
Well, you know, I just celebrated my 60th birthday back in 2015, and it was heading into 2016. So I was doing shrugs where you lift the weights. And I was looking in the mirror, making sure I had proper form, right? A lot of weight, lifting up the shoulders and doing shrugs over at LA Fitness. When I noticed a lump on my neck, and I looked, and I said, nah, that can't be anything. So I went into urgent care over there, and I asked him that night, because I was a little bit concerned. I'm not used to having lumps around. And I said, what's this? One doctor brings in the other doctor. They said, huh. Looks like a blocked tear duct or a blocked saliva gland, but I think you should see your regular doctor. And I said to them, I said, well, wait a minute. I'm here. Why don't you x-ray it? They said, hey, we don't have the equipment to x-ray that. And I said, you are an after-hours urgent care center, right? And so anyhow, I had a little bit of disagreement there, but I went and saw my regular doctor. He leaned back in his chair and he said, you know, what the farmers used to do 100 years ago is that they used to suck on a lifesaver or a lemon drop, and wait 6 months to see if it goes down. I said, I don't think so. I think we're going to get this thing x-rayed. And he said, well, just for our peace of mind, he set up the appointment. I went in. I got it x-rayed. Then I get a call from him a day or two later. He said, hey, my buddy would like to see you over there. He's an ear, nose, and throat specialist. So then he referred me to this guy. And he was laughing outside the room a little bit, and then he walked in. And he said, he had a real straight face on him, and he says, well, we're going to have to put you to sleep. And, you know, kind of talking almost like baby talk to me, kind of letting me know that they'd have to put me to sleep and do a biopsy, basically. And he knew I was already excited in there. I could hardly sit in that chair, you know, for that type of news. And so he set up the appointment. He said, but first you need a complete physical. I said, wait a minute. 1 month ago with my regular doctor, I just had a complete physical. He says, doesn't matter. You need to go in and get another physical. So my doctor was busy. I went into another doctor, and I said, level with me. You got the x-ray. What's going on? He said, well, look, it's definitely cancer. It looked like it metastasized. It looks like it's a serious thing, he said, but I have a few people that live past a year with a feeding tube and all that kind of stuff. And I said, whoa, thanks for the good news, I said. So I was looking forward to going into the hospital to have that done on Monday. But boy, my spirits and my wife, we felt like driving off a bridge deck on the way home and crying. It was so, that news was devastating. So out of fear, I yell
when you were going to go to the doctor of the hospital the right. next Monday, Was it something that you thought was benign in the lump run? They were just going to remove it like they would a corn or something?
No, they were
like
just going to test it. They were going to put me out and do a little test.
Oh, but he told you beforehand.
Yeah, so I'm freaking out because I've never been put out before. You know, I'm basically was pretty healthy, I thought, you know. So I told her in the last breath that I held in my that I can muster up, I said, call the Mayo. So she set up an appointment for Monday. I canceled the hospital thing up there at, you know, in Minneapolis there. And I went down to the Mayo. I walked in the doctor's office, right? He said, I had a chance to take a look at your x-ray. He said, yeah, it's cancer. He said, but the good news is we believe that it's the HPV virus. He said, it's in your neck. It's in your lymph node there. It's also on the back of your tongue, on the base of your tongue. He said, are you a smoker? I said, no. He said, then you qualify for the University of Michigan study in which surgery, a little chemo, and a little radiation. And I said, okay. He said, but 95% chance I could get this thing. And that's more promising than saying that it's growing, it, you know? So at least we were all ears at that point. So I went in and he set up the surgery date. And I was nervous because I've never been put out. And I remember going in there and my feet left the floor as I got into that gurney. And I thought, man, this could be the last time I'm touching down here on Earth. You know, I might be floating in a cloud somewhere. So I went up and I went through that. And then they backed me, wheeled me into this waiting room. And I said, God, you know, I was used to having panic attacks before. I was ready to book out of there and just run down the aisle and never look back. But I mustered up enough courage to be wheeled into the operating room. The doctor was there in full outfit, lifted down the mask and said, it's me, the doctor, you know. And I said, oh, hi. But he also had about 10 other people in there. Turns out he was a professor. And these were all his students from the college and interns and stuff. Dr. So-and-so, doctor. I shook a bunch of hands. I go, it's so nice meeting you all today. Then he pointed out the Da Vinci robot in the corner of the room. And he said, that's the machine that I'm going to work on you with. And it should take 2.5 hours. And I said, whatever. I said, you better put me out or I'm ready to start hitting the floor running. I said, so all of a sudden I was introduced to the guy that does head anesthesiologist. And he looked at me and he said, all right, well, here you go. Shh, boom. Next thing I know, I wake up in the hospital room, 6th floor, St. Mary's Hospital, down there in Rochester, Minnesota.
Been there too many times.
Yeah. I looked down on the streets. It just snowed. It looked like all the streets were closed down from a blizzard that night. But here's what was funny. It was dark when I went in the morning. It was dark when I woke up at night. And I said, wait a minute. Surgeon walks in. He says, well, sorry, I couldn't fit the Da Vinci robot down your throat. He said, so I had to cut you wide open. I had a feeding tube out of my nose, a bleeding tube out the back of my neck, and IVs in my arms. Everything was going when he walked in. And I looked at him, and I thought, well, what's he going to say? He said, instead of the 3-hour surgery, it took me 7.5 hours. You were out. And I said, well, that's why it's dark out. And he looked at me in the eyes and he said, you know, it was in the first lymph node going into the second lymph node. We took out 27 lymph nodes. He said, it was on the base of your tongue. I thought it was just a little dime spot. It was the size of a quarter. We have the capacity here to check and carve until we get healthy tissue. So I got it all, he said. But now you got still a little chemo, a little radiation. But that was at least good news that I was done with that thing, even though I was all wired up and could barely move out of that. I felt great still, but I was still in that hospital bed. And then he said something to me. He looked me in the eyes and he said, well, after all this and that, he said, get ready for October. And this is in February. So I think in my head, hey, he thinks I'm going to live till October. I said, this is the greatest news in the world. I just fast-forwarded my life thinking of all the things I could do to live my life to the fullest in that six-month period. He said, we're doing the Bigwood State Park Half Marathon. I looked at him and I said, dude, I don't run. He said, well, you do now. I did 28 runs that year. Two of them were half marathons in 2016. Last year, 2017, I did my first marathon, Grandma's Marathon. I did two other half marathons. and another 2 10-mile runs and 20 other runs. This year I already did 20 other runs, and 2 of them were half marathons.
You got to quit talking about that. I'm getting tired.
I just feel that, on that fire. I feel great. Amen.
That was supposed to be fun. Okay.
Okay.
So the Big C comes along and they tell you that, and you and your wife or Robin are crying on the way home, and you're thinking,
doomsday.
I'm going to be gone and. A week, a month, 6 months, a year? Did they give you any kind of information? What were you thinking?
Well, a lot of things go through your mind.
I would imagine.
And a lot of your listeners, 1 in 2 men in their lifetime will have cancer. 1 in 3 women in their lifetime will have cancer. It comes in different packages. They might get the HPV virus. They might have throat cancer, lung cancer, esophageal cancer. They might have cancer in their... In their colon. I have friends that I have come into contact and shared my story with, and it caused me to do a lot of reading and a lot of studying. And I got a lot of good news for people, a lot of hope out there, of resources for people that may get that verdict. There's even been people with stage 4 cancer sent home to die that have turned it around through proper nutrition, through diet, through completely ratifying their life, changing their life.
Do they have to quit smoking?
Well, it's a good idea.
So, what do you call that type of healing or taking care of yourself? Is that holistic? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, here's what I discovered. I went to read a lot of stuff. I read book after book. One of my favorites, for everybody right now, it's not a matter of if people get cancer in their lifetime, it's a matter of when. So in order to stop that when from ever occurring in most cases, I think proper nutrition and acting as though you do have cancer right now and taking proactive steps is going to completely turn around your life, including heart disease, diabetes, all that stuff. I like Dr. Joel Fuhrman. Dr. Joel Fuhrman, I caught him on Channel 2 a few years ago. And he has cookbooks, he's got all the videos, all the nutritional cooking tips and all that. My wife and I actually spend date night on the sofa at home watching some of his videos and getting cooking tips. I read his book, Super Immunity, The End of Heart Disease, The End of Diabetes. He's got all these books out. A straightforward guy with some really good advice about eating properly. There isn't a day that goes by when I don't enjoy a green salad full of red onions and all the healthy ingredients that are highly rated on the Andy score that Dr. Joel Fuhrman put together.
What is it you said you had? What kind of cancer? HMC or whatever?
HPV, human papillomavirus.
Okay, how is that different than cancer?
Well, in this case, it's actually a virus, a viral-type cancer. And it's transmitted through, maybe somebody you're having, intimate relations with. And when I was single again after, I have 4 children, and the first marriage didn't work out, so I was single and played the field for a little bit and did a lot of dating and stuff, and who knows where it came from. But I think how it creeped into my life is that my immune system was compromised. My immune system was low, and that's when that type of stuff can affect you, like all cancers. Inflammation and your immune system being weakened. Well, I was burning the candle at both ends, trying to fill up all my shows. I was going right, left as fast as I could, making sure I filled each show, making sure I did a nice appearance at each event and brought in a lot of people. And so I was doing stuff that I love to do, but I was overdoing it. And I think that that's when the cancer crept in. That and eating all the carbs that I ate. And I used to drink a 12-pack of Coke in a day when I was on construction way before this. And I'd eat a couple Whoppers a day. And back then it was footloose and fancy free. You'd never think you'd ever get sick as you get older.
Well, now, are you suggesting that you can catch cancer?
I think that you got to act like you already have cancer out there. All your listeners should act like they already have it. And everybody is born with cancer cells. It's that if their immune system is high enough, and protected enough, it'll, they have natural killer cells that'll subdue the cancer. So what you want to do is you want to eat a salad a day. You want to follow Dr. Joel Fuhrman. It's a really great idea. I know some people may disagree, but, you know, keep that meat in your life to a minimum, you know, especially if it's not grass-fed and clean food. Like, make sure you buy organic produce and everything at the office at the store. We belong to Costco. We get our organic vegetables there. Fresh Times is one of my favorite stores. We go there for lunch, my business partner and I, often. We like to go to Good Earth and Edina for the healthier food, the people's organic. You know, eating lean and green and cutting out all sugary drinks, sugary stuff, candies, cut out really red meat and a lot of the meat products, and just start eating green and lean is a big thing. And listen to Dr. Joel Fuhrman. Buy his cookbook. Buy his stuff. It's delicious meals. My dad was a butcher 25 years at Country Club in Hopkins. I know all about meat. He was an avid hunter. Venison, deer, you know, bear, you name it. He had it at home for us our whole life. And he would go and any new meat or any thing that somebody would shoot and would have the opportunity to sample, we did. Every meal had meat, you know. Well, now it's like all clean, green, and lean for me. And I go and I do at 63 right now. I just turned 63. I do martial arts at World Martial Arts Center in Minneapolis. I feel like I'm on top of the world. I run all these runs. I lift weights over at LA Fitness. I do all the right things that people need to take proactive. You can't be sedentary. That's another big thing. People that are sedentary, it invites in inflammation. It invites in knee and hip problems. It invites in that type of lifestyle. And I guess I'd just like to spread the joy and tell everybody that they are so precious, you know, in the Creator's eyes and in everybody that they mean so much to other people, even though it's not often said in their life. And there is hope. There is hope out there for everyone.
Well, I have to admit that you look good. You're nice and trim, and you have hair and everything.
Well, so, we won't go as far as the hair.
I wish I had that much.
Thank you.
It's 9:29 on the Wayne Eddy Affair on KYMN. We're going to take another break. We'll be right back with our guest on Kim. Rick Martinek is my guest, and we're going to talk about some other things. A very interesting gentleman.
When it's time for preventative maintenance on your new car or truck, you don't just take your car into anyone. At Whit Brothers Service in Northfield, you know you found a name you can trust. To start, we're at Napa Auto Care Center, so the technicians we employ are experts trained in every aspect of your vehicle's maintenance. This gives you the peace of mind in knowing that everything we do is accepted under the terms of your manufacturer's warranty. Add to that the fact that we use quality Napa parts that meet or exceed original equipment and specifications. And you have the one place where you can entrust all of your vehicles. Come see Whit Brothers Service in downtown Northfield today.
I'm Priya, and I'm part of the amazing community at CrossFit Scopos. I found myself getting bored with my usual gym routine. That's when I found CrossFit Scopos, a functional group fitness methodology dedicated to making you move better. You'll never be bored with a new workout every day planned by one of our fantastic coaches. CrossFit Scopos is for everybody. We don't throw tires. This community is inclusive and fun, and the workouts are making me stronger. I love this gym, and I guarantee you will too. Stop by anytime. We're located in Dundas off Highway 3 next to Menards.
We're back on the Wayne Eddy Affair. Rick Martinek is my guest on Kim, a friend you can count on. And do you consider yourself then a survivor when it
comes
you know, to
cancer? People tell me I am, and I act as though, and between my ears, it's very, very tough. Still, you always wonder, what's that? What's that in your neck? Because, you know, I had a lot of radiation there. I worry about a lot of stuff still, but I feel very, very confident going forward. I learned about Host Defense, My Community. Paul Simons is featured on TED Talks, and he's all over YouTube. Paul Simons on Host Defense, My Community is the name of the My Community is the name of the mushrooms, and then he also has Simons 7, and that's another blend of mushroom. He has all these different mushroom products. You know, I've never had a cold in 2 years. Since I was taking that, you talk about building up your immunity. That really works great. It's called Host Defense is the name of the company. My Community. It has all these different testimonials. Matter of fact, last I looked, I think there was 5,100 testimonials of people that had cancer that was able to work through a lot of that through proper nutrition and taking the mushrooms like that.
Well, in your era, mm-hmm. mushrooms meant a lot.
Well,
something different than holistic.
Those were magic mushrooms in the day, and thank God I stayed away from that. But that's people still talk about that, I guess, and it wasn't for me, you know.
Yeah, I've heard people talk about it. I've never been exposed to it, but I guess Native Americans used mushroom for meditation.
Sure.
From what I gather. Do you have any scar from where they...
Yeah, it was
My God, it looks like somebody... they did slit your throat.
Yeah, it was right from ear, behind ear, actually, and then it went right across the throat way over to the other side.
Whoa.
And I said, dude, I said, when you cut me like that, what are you thinking? I mean, are you thinking about cutting that jugular? He said, no, we got clamps for that. And I said, okay, you're the pro. I'm putting my faith in you. See, that's a good thing about the Mayo Clinic, what I noticed down there, and my doctors have a lot of good faith in. You know, you should always consider the Mayo. And the reason being is that they're offered a lot more university studies, cutting-edge medicines that normally smaller clinics will not get. And so with my experience, I was thankful to be on a clinical trial. And, but I also, like I say, learned a lot. I think it's 90%. Also, after that, it's almost 90% of what you're going to have to teach yourself. And that's about proper nutrition. Chris Beat Cancer, CHRIS, BeatCancer.com offers wonderful stories of hope, all different types of cancer advice, everything right there, chrisbeatcancer.com. He's my go-to guy when I want to look stuff up on the internet. I really like him. There's also Philip Kay of the UK that talked about bitter apricot seeds with the high levels of B17 that are really good and has helped many, many people. There's a number of good cancer books out there. If you Google it or if you go to Amazon, that's a good place to find that. And each will offer hope and advice. The thing you want to do is you want to read. I got the book. I bought the videotape series from Chris Beat Cancer. And now my friend that's going through bladder cancer he had 10 surgeries already. 10 surgeries, and I kind of gave him the information on eating lean and green. I bought him the book, Chris Beat Cancer. And he read it. Every time he's gone back, they wanted to remove his bladder. They're less and less, and almost they went into remission, his tumors that he had in his bladder. So he said he's never felt better in his life, and he really turned it around. And he credits a lot of that to some of the different referrals that I gave him. And he bought me the China Study, which is another book that I have yet to get into. But it's like the Chris Beat Cancer book on steroids, if you will. It goes more into the medical terminologies.
I've heard about scams. Go to Mexico or go to Denmark or wherever you go, and they have miracle cures, and people go and spend a lot of money chasing after the hope of surviving cancer.
Right.
And unfortunately, most of the, from what I have heard or read or seen, they were chasing a dream.
Yeah.
But then again, if you're going to be dying in a year, I suppose hope would be a nice thing to have as you're going through that year.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Did you ever feel like, I mean, you mentioned a little bit about you and your wife tried, but did you ever spend more than the drive home thinking about, well, let's see, I want to be buried here.
I want
to leave this for this kid and that for that kid. And
right. Well, I think.
What's that like, thinking that way?
I think when you think that you're going to die, first call goes out to your children. And I have 4 kids. And I got 9 grandkids now. So they like grandpa. They like a fit grandpa. This fit grandpa runs and takes really good care of himself and will always talk about juicing. We bought an omega 5 juicer and we, carrots, apples, celery, lemon, Ginger, we drink it almost every night, a bunch of that. And they like to see a grandpa that's proactive instead of a grandpa on the sideline. Because, like you mentioned, right when all that happened, I called them all, and they came over, and they saw the big scar across my neck. They saw that the feeding tube hanging out of my nose. They saw all that stuff, all that creepy stuff that would creep out anybody, you know? And they really felt compassionate. They gave me a hug. They all kind of teared up, and it was an emotional time because we didn't know what was going on. We have no idea, you know, until I started educating myself more and on all this cancer stuff. But you know, it's and I find out it's more common than ever. Like I say, 1 in 2 men in their lifetime, 1 in 3 women will have cancer, and of that, there's other stats that talk about how many will die out of that. I think it's like, I don't know, 1 in 7 or something. Or and so when they say they offer radiation that'll kill the good cells and the bad cells, when they talk about chemotherapy is effective 7% of the time. It's on some cancers, it's a lot more effective, like, say, prostate, or there's other ones that the experts would know about that, you know, and what your chances are with that. But if you over chemo, I have a buddy that just went through colon cancer, and they're always plugging more and more chemo into him, more and more chemo, more and more and more. Luckily, his head is shaved, so he's bald, so we won't notice it on him as much, and he still looks relatively healthy. He says he feels all right, but still, there's some people who get really, really weakened if they're really advanced and they don't catch this stuff.
So you're doing both. You're doing the holistic and the vitamins and the food and the diet and the exercise.
Yeah.
Plus you're getting, you had doctoring.
Right.
With the...
Yeah, I went through it all.
Yeah. How long did you have to go through the treatment, the medical treatment?
I just got back like 2 days ago on another deal. You know, they numb up your nose and they stick this scope. They call it scoping you. And they go all the way down to the base of your throat. And, you know, if anything's down there, they take a couple pictures. So I always freak out when they take a couple pictures. This time it was a yeast infection, and he gave me an antibiotic for that. But I got to go in like it was every 3 months, and I did a lot of different scans. And he said, well, you got another chest x-ray, lung, you know, scan at the 3-year mark, and that's coming up another 5 months from now. And every time I go down, you know, to any doctor's office like that, I get anxiety. I don't like it. I don't like it. But I know in the back of my mind, like yesterday I was on the phone to Life Extension Vitamins. I'm a member. I get their catalog, all the breakthroughs, all the white papers, medical doctors, oncologists, other people write these within their magazine each month. And I order their vitamins, and they gave me a couple tips on the vitamins I should keep taking. And then I called Host Defense, my community, and of course, all these people cannot tell you that it'll, you know, they can't make any claim like that. Nothing is for certain in this life, you know, but they could at least point in the direction of white papers and studies that have been done using medicinal mushrooms and using, you know, from different areas. One of them is Bastyr University. They got a bunch of, you know, alternative healthcare options as well. So I say yes, definitely go through, get diagnosed, and keep seeing your regular doctor. Never forget about that. But also change your diet, change your lifestyle, get active, go for a walk every night. Just be as active as you can. You know, I think that's the way the temple was built, man. That's the way this body was given to us, to exercise it, to take advantage of the clean water, the filtered water, to eat the right foods, the lean, green, vegetable lifestyle. I mean, there's a lot of stuff like that. And for better health, I see all my friends are standing in line at the pharmacy. And, you know, they say that, what did they say, like 65% of the people over the age of 50 have at least one chronic health condition. One chronic health condition, be it cancer, be it heart disease, diabetes, whatever. It's serious, and they're on medication for it. That's helping put a Band-Aid on the problem, right? So I'm saying, why not do your best, put it on your shoulders to eat right, exercise, get the proper nutrition, clear your mind, go for walks, get that exercise in.
So when you park at St. Mary's Hospital parking lot, mm-hmm. or excuse me, not the hospital, the clinic.
Right.
Okay. And then you walk underneath the street.
Yep.
And then you walk up a little incline, and then when you get to the main lobby area, you take a left for oncology, and then you go up to like the 10th floor or something.
Yeah, you know, that is on the 10th floor.
Yeah.
And basically, it depends. Sometime the first parking ramp is full when you go there, and they send you over the Gordon, whatever it ran.
Yeah.
And then you got a lot more extra opportunity for a good walk-in because you're going to be going down to subway level there. And then you take this endless hallway.
Oh, goodness.
And eventually you get into that. I always forget the name of the buildings. But, yes, you go up to the 10th floor.
Gonda
building. Yeah, you know about that. You've been there and done that, huh?
Not the Gonda side.
No. So I'm up there, and then I see my surgeon on level 12. And it's you see a lot of people in wheelchairs, a lot of people that look kind of white and pasty. They don't look too good there. And I say you want to have a cure to not smoke again or an incentive, just go in and visit the radiation department on the first floor there. And that's where I see my doctor for that, and he scopes me. But you just sit in there long enough, and occasionally hope rings out loud and clear. The sign of hope is available if you listen, and that somebody, every time I'm in there, rings the bell. They completed their treatment and they got the little pin.
Well, some people might consider some of the thing you're saying are preachy. Okay.
Yeah.
So
let them.
I can say that because I know how you feel. I think, but were you that way 5 years ago, before?
No,
you
it really changed my lifestyle. I figured back then when this cancer, before it was diagnosed, there was a time I was 235 pounds.
Holy buckets.
Yeah, now I'm down to like 165. Yeah. So back then I had hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, a leathering of the left ventricle of the heart, right? I went over there to my heart doctor, cardiologist in Southdale, right? They have an office building attached to that. They changed names. I think now they're University of Minnesota Heart Specialty Clinic. And I went in there and he said, you know, he showed me this little disc and he said, this is a defibrillator. He said, just so that you know it's coming, we're going to have to do an insertion in there and stick that in with electrode down your heart. And that kind of woke me up a little bit. I go, wait a minute, I'm 235. I try to walk the dog at the dog park. I go from post to post, 10 feet. Then I got to rest. I always had my arm around my wife. My heart, after drinking a few martinis at night, whenever I had a martini, went out on the town, it would race. It would like almost defibrillate. And that's what kind of shape I was in back then. And then I said, I got to change this. So I went back to Taekwondo in 2012. And I started working out more and more. I got down to like 190, about 200, right around 198. And that's when the cancer kind of crept in because I wasn't doing a lot of exercise except for that one night. I would maybe go lift weights occasionally, but I would walk up the stairs at my office. We're on the second floor. I'd be so darn tired. It was unbelievable. And I said, I got to change this. I said, I used to eat, those Brugger's bagels with egg and all that on there, and I'd have a Coca-Cola just to stay awake during the day. And, boy, I changed my diet to answer your question there. I changed my diet. As I changed my diet and as I got the cancer thing, and then I got down to 190, next thing you know, I started doing all the running that he suggested, preparing for our Big Woods State Park half marathon that the surgeon and I ran. And he had another cancer patient, same thing that he went through 7 years earlier that I had.
When was this a picture on your bottle taken care of?
Well, that now is about five years old. You see, I'm a little bit larger there.
Yeah, not 100 pounds.
Well, I had to suck it in there.
Oh,
Wayne,
okay.
You don't know the secret. If you're a fat person, you got to suck it in.
Oh, I do. I do.
You don't have to worry about that, my friend.
I was listening to some people talking about a person that gave an identity of a guy that grabbed a purse or snatched a purse, and they said, oh, he was about 6 feet tall, and he had a pot belly.
Oh.
And I'm thinking the cops going around looking for pot bellies. Walk into any bar. You're guilty. You're guilty. You've
right.
been identified. We're going to take a break, and we will be back in just a moment on Kim, a friend you can count on.
Hi, I'm April Kopak, manager at Three Links Apartments in Northfield. We are an active, independent community of older adults and disabled individuals. Our spacious one-bedroom apartments feature controlled key access, off-street parking, and are handicap accessible. This is a place to call home, make new friends, and participate in many activities and exercises. Tours are welcome. Please call Three Links Apartments at 664-8850 or find out more at threelinks.org.
Merry Christmas from Elite Auto Care at 517 Water Street in Northfield. Elite Auto Care is a full-service auto repair facility, and they invite you to stop in, meet one of the owners, and schedule a 1995 oil change now through the end of the year. And as always, you can check out a full list of their services at EliteAutoCare.com.
The harvest is in at Syngenta Research Station in Stanton, and we are hard at work in the labs evaluating data. Syngenta Seeds knows the holidays are a time to celebrate and be thankful for our many blessings. It's also a time we can enjoy the Cannon Falls High School Christmas Concert. Syngenta Research Station in Stanton is a proud sponsor of the Cannon Falls High School Christmas Concert, and we'd like to wish everyone a happy holidays.
We're back on the Wayne Eddy Affair. Not a pleasant talking point this morning at about cancer, but also a lot to learn from a gentleman that is a survivor of cancer. And what did it, when you woke up, you said it was dark, so you knew it took a longer time for your surgery.
Mm-hmm.
How did they bandage a neck with the slice that they took all the way around like that? Slit your throat.
Yeah.
Is that just with, like, pinchers or tape or it, big bandage? Or how
yeah,
they,
it was kind of like a tape, I believe, that kind of went into the, it molded to the skin. Yeah. You know, and I think actually he kind of left it open, too. At night, so it went rub at first, it was like that. And then it kind of got open so that they can make sure that no infection's in there and stuff.
Yeah, you don't want to get involved with that.
It's really creepy. If I think back to that day, Wayne, I'm like, whoa, I get, you know, a little anxiety about
it. Yeah. Well, staph infection.
Yeah.
I've been a victim of that. And I didn't know what staph infection was. That's how naive I was. I thought staph is like people that are working on a job. This is my staff. And I thought, no, it can't be that. It's a medical term. It turns out it's a staph infection.
Yeah.
And it's dangerous.
It really is.
And it can be painful. Okay, so you took advantage of the advice that you got. You read all these books and pamphlets, watched videos, changed your lifestyle completely.
Right.
Steaks are one in a month or one a year or one every 6 months or never.
Oh, about steaks? Like steak, meat, steak?
Steak, porterhouse.
You know, I don't do any at all.
Ribeye.
I don't do any.
So
steaks.
You're a vegan or whatever they say?
A vegan?
Vegan? A vegetarian?
I try to go and I try to... Well, I for sure eat at least a salad a day, sometimes two salads a day. My wife fixes a lot of Dr. Joel Fuhrman's recipes. When we go out and eat, as daring as I get sometime, I might go to Good Earth and have their salmon hash, but I have that nice big piece of salmon. But then instead of potatoes, I don't want potatoes in there, I ask for spinach with extra garlic and caramelized onions. And I have all the healthy stuff on top of the spinach. I ask for egg whites, and then I'll do whole grain toast with that. So you learn how to order at restaurants, and so many people in the restaurant business now offer green, vegan dishes. Of course, when you go out there, you could be charged a lot for a bunch of vegetables.
Yeah. Well, I like a chef salad, but they come in a big bowl.
Yep.
And I always get ranch and French, and it has eggs in it, and it has rolled ham and other items in there. And I always think, well, I'm eating healthy. But I guess by putting the salad dressing on there, that's not good. And eating the meat, according to vegans, that's not good.
Well, it's processed meat, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to really... All I could tell people is that if you really study Dr. Joel Fuhrman, you could also study the Gersten therapy tapes. They got like two or three of them out for people that are first diagnosed with cancer. It does offer hope. It offers ideas. Juicing, they believe in a lot of juicing. When people go down to their clinic in Mexico across the border, Tijuana, they do hourly juicings with them. They mix up all the different juices. Like you said, across, some of these may sound hokey pokey. I think a lot of the, you almost got to go off a referral if you're really on the last leg of your, they at least try to keep you comfortable. There's, clinics that specialize in, cancer. I think of the Sloan Clinic, the, a number of other ones that came across my radar. But, you know, I like going to the old fashioned Mayo down there. I think they treat me really well and they really have my best interest. But the thing is that whenever you're with a medical doctor, they are only taught medical stuff, right? They went to school for 12 years, all right, to become a medical specialist. They study and they do all within that realm of the medical community. What they will not tell you about is alternative things that you should be doing right now to lessen your chance of ever getting back cancer. They don't tell you about nutrition. They do have an alternative clinic down there, but they don't stress about nutrition. They don't stress about exercise, all the things that make a difference. And sometime, if you ever go into a radiation waiting room, a lot of them, you know, that I've been in at different places around the Twin Cities and stuff, they will still offer you sugar cookies if you're in the waiting room, and sugared orange juice and apple juice with, you know, stuff in there that's not good for you. And it's like, really? You could put out a bowl of fruit, which would be better for people. You know, I mean, I don't care how hungry they get during the session or whatever. Setting that example out by having the wrong type of food with sugary drinks and sugary snacks is not on the right page in direct what you need to do in order to get rid of that stuff.
Well, maybe it's just a nice treat to have when you're going through an emotional time.
Yeah, I guess maybe they should have brownies too and stuff.
Oh, I
have a slice of cake. I know the sugar, you know, sugar loves, cancer loves sugar is what I learned out of all my readings. Cancer loves sugar. My goodness, stay away from it.
In all of your studies in regards to cancer, did you ever learn that perhaps it does not attack an individual that is past a certain age?
You know, everybody's open. Everybody's immune to it. There are children in Children's Hospital going through cancer. These little saints.
I know that.
That have never lived a life so far. They're one, they're two, they're 6 months. They were born with an abnormality at no fault of their parents. It just happened like that, and it's just another opportunity to...
But there are some devastating illnesses that are genuinely contracted before a certain age.
Right.
And after that, you don't have to worry about it. And one of them, I think, would be you can feel safer past 50 for MS. And I'm wondering if you know the books that you've read and different narratives that you've heard, is there like anybody that makes up to 80 will not get cancer because they've lived, because you said one out of two guys getting cancer or something like that.
Yeah, you know, I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not a professional in that area. I don't study. I study and read books, but, you know, I like to take more of the holistic approach after you've been diagnosed, and way to turn away, turn your toxic body into a clean, green running machine. And that's really what it's about, to stop the inflammation, to do things that you can do to offer hope to people. And I think that's what I'm reading a lot of out there. I like to read hopeful things.
Well, that will give you an assignment from the Wayne Eddy Affair to check and see if cancer does become less and less a threat past a certain age. Right. Have to take a final break this hour. We will be right back with Rick Metnick.
Leo South in Lakeville is not your typical power sports company. It's family owned and run, meaning you actually get to talk to the owners. What's even more impressive is they have 25 plus employees and they all work every hour they're open. So you don't have to stand in long lines waiting for help. Plus, get faster and more coordinated service.
Remember Leo South in Lakeville. We sell fun.
Visit leosouth.com to tempt yourself.
The staff at the Archer House River Inn in downtown Northfield wishes you and yours a very happy, prosperous holiday season. And thank you, patrons, for the support you've given throughout the year. If you're looking for charm, the upscale Archer House River Inn is one of the best hotels in town. Merry Christmas from the Archer House River Inn.
Ring in the new year with NBC's The Voice finalist, Kat Perkins. This great rock and roll holiday show is fun for the whole family. Kat brings her award-winning vocals and stadium-style concert to the Paradise Center for the Arts in historic downtown Faribault, Sunday, December 30th at 5 p.m. This show will be a sellout, so get your tickets now. Then kick off 2019 with more great music and comedy. Annie Mack, named one of First Avenue's best new bands in 2018, performs a listening room-style concert at the Paradise as part of the Acoustic Gallery on Friday, January the 11th at 7 p.m. On Saturday, January 12th at 7:30, get your laugh on as the Paradise premieres the new Minnesota Comedy Showcase featuring seven new and emerging Minnesota comedians. Tickets on sale at ParadiseCenterForTheArts.org or call 507-332-7372.
Well, we are looking at 2 minutes before 10 o'clock on the Wayne Eddy Affair on Kim. We are a friend that you definitely can count on. And my guest this morning is Rick Metnick. Help me out. I'm sorry.
Martinick.
Yeah. Thank you. And I am going to play a tune right now, give you an opportunity, me an opportunity to take a break. And this is by somebody I've never, ever heard of, but I just noticed that it is Back to Jackson, and it's done by Jason it's E-D-E-A-D-Y. Never mind. I'm going to go to something else that I can figure out. Should probably play a... How about a Christmas song? Would you like that?
Sure, maybe then I could guess who it is.
Okay. Yeah, I did that with you last time you were here.
I think I got 1 out of 5.
let's see. I haven't heard the one this year, so I thought, well... Let's go ahead and play it. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Station identification, KYMN, Northfield, Minnesota, a friend you can count on, 1080 on your AM dial, and 95.1 FM, and we are the one from Northfield, Minnesota. You'll know this one immediately once I get it over here and play it. Are you ready? Here we go on the Wayne Eddy Radio Show. Got it?
Jingle Bells.
No.
Grandma got
that one.
By a reindeer. Walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. She'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but But as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa. He's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black. And we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back? Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandma, we believe. Now the goose is on the table, and the pudding made of fig. Ah, and the blue and silver candles that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourself. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. Now you can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Sing it, Grandpa.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Ha! Merry Christmas, everybody. It is already, let me give you the exact time, 9:59 it says. Oh, there it is, 10:04. All right, that's when that thing just ran. 10:04:09, that's the time. And my guest this morning is Rick Martinick and... Martinick.
Yep.
And Rick, if that sun's bothering you, we'll take a break and you can reel that chain there and get the sun out of your eyes.
You know, I'm okay with the sun.
Okay, so we talked about your cancer. Thank you for your opinion and your God bless on the recuperation and the ability to say you beat cancer. Canceled cancer.
Yeah.
And, you know, the billions of dollars at cancer research is amazing. And I don't know if it'll be in my lifetime, but I would imagine that someday they'll figure it out on how to get rid of cancer before it starts.
Well, I sure hope so. I mean, when you figure the cost, I bet that I always tell people it was about a $350,000, $400,000 deal going through that. Thank goodness that we had good insurance for that. But just a radiation, when you go in for the radiation twice a day, I went in at 7 a.m., I went in at 2 again. They make this mask for you, right?
And
this
no, mask. I don't know. Tell me about it.
Okay,
I don't know.
They fit the mask over you and they form it to you, right? And so you're in this room and they clamp it down. There's clamps on this mask that lock your head and your chest in place on this table. And then they tie down your legs with some sort of deal, and they have you grab onto a little rubber ring. And right then and there, being tied down and being locked in a room all by myself, I used to have panic attacks, like I say. So I would freak, and I did some talking to God during that time. Please let me get through these 20 sessions, these 30 sessions, whatever they were. I'll be a vehicle of your peace. I'll spread the good word about that there's hope out there for people. And you know what? I've been living up to it. But I tell you, for that 15 minutes of time when you're out there and you're locked down and you can't move an inch, and even if you had a cold or anything, and at that time you got to figure out a way to breathe with that mouthpiece in, you know? So they adjust, the table goes up, gets you right into place, then it goes beep like that for About a minute and a half, 2 minutes, and that's when the actual radiation is doing that. You're supposed to be super still and not fidget. And
it almost sounds like some of the process you go through with an MRI.
Right, yeah.
But they put a plastic mask or?
No, this is like a fiberglass goalie mask, but it's got all the little holes in it, but it's like a brown mask with a bunch of holes in it.
Okay.
But is
it yours?
Form fit it, yeah. They form fit it right to your face.
Oh, okay.
Right to your face, your chest, your shoulders.
Really?
And then they have little clamps on it, and they clamp it down to the table that you're getting that dosage on. And so, in other words, what I'm trying to tell people is act like you got cancer now and get out there and enjoy life, because every step you take, every breath you make, every sunrise that you could be in, every sunset.
Sounds like a song.
Enjoy it, yeah. I mean, I really, honest to goodness, believe that people should live their life to the fullest. One of the things we're doing, as an example, if I may share this, on Christmas, my wife and I on Friday are having over my daughter and her four children and my son-in-law. And they're coming in about 8 o'clock from down in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. They're going to spend the night, and then we're going to go out to brunch on Saturday morning. From there, we go and we have dinner with our friends in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, on Saturday night. And then we go down to Racine, Wisconsin, at a hotel halfway between Milwaukee and Chicago, right? We go into Chicago to the Science and Industry on Sunday. We spend that time there. On Sunday night, we're staying in town at the Holiday Inn with a beautiful view of the river. We're going to be out there enjoying Millennium Park. We're going to just really enjoy every minute. Maybe walk the Christmas Mile over there. I call it the Christmas Mile. It's the Miracle Mile, the shopping mile.
In Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then we're visiting with her cousin and her husband for dinner on Sunday night. So it's a very, very busy time. Then we head up to Door County. Did you know in Door County you could stay at a hotel for about $70 a night? And then they have a little tiny church somewhere out in the sticks. I don't even know the name of it. Go to church service, and then we go to the English Inn. The English Inn up in Door County is open on Christmas Eve night. And then we get up in the morning, we cross-country ski in Peninsula State Park, if there's any snow, or we go for a good healthy walk with the beautiful lighthouses in the background, make our way down there to the Chilton area, right around there, Green Bay, Kiwanis, whatever that is. That's where her brothers live, and we'll enjoy that night and stay over in Appleton before heading back on that Tuesday. So what I'm saying is,
you're putting on a lot of miles.
Yeah, but everybody, there's so many opportunities. Live with your eyes wide open. Experience life the way it was given to us from our Creator, to live life every minute, every breath, every step to the best that you can.
What about people you don't like?
I still wish them well, and I send them on their way. And, I became a third-degree black belt for that reason. Just give them a kick and send them on their way.
All right. What is a third-degree black belt? I know that there's, I think, you tell me, yellow, green, red, white, black. What is the proper elevation?
Well, you know, it's really stressing my memory, because I went to Taekwondo in Minneapolis at Karate Center back when after they started out, and I went on Lake and Lindell in the old way, and you know, that's still another story. Shall I share that story, seeing how we have time?
We have all the time you want.
So I went down there and I got my first black belt there. Okay, that was from 1976 to 83. And so then,
well, now, how many black belts are there?
Well, there's a couple different, a lot of different styles that you could get black belts in.
Okay, but is that the epitome?
Yeah.
Black belt is, I'm all done, I can't learn anymore?
I like to believe that that's where the education begins, all right?
Okay.
Because you went through white, gold, yellow, green. You know, I could be really wrong with this. I know they added a blue belt in there. I'm kind of old school, you know. Red, brown, or brown, red, black, There's probably purple somewhere in there and all that. So then the ultimate is getting your black belt and doing your black belt test.
And then there's degrees in black?
Yes. First degree black belt is what that was. And then in 2012 when I went back, I studied for 2 years, 2012, 2013, 2014. I think in 2015 I took the test for second degree black belt. And it, normally there's a midpoint. You go for, like, in that case, second degree black belt, but you get a stripe on your first degree. And 6 months later, you do a bunch of other things, show that you know that, and then you go on to second degree, right? So, and then right now I just am on my way to third degree black belt, so I already got my first stripe in that. In another 6 months, I got to go back.
So what's the difference between karate and Simbombao, or whatever you know.
Sa Mu Quan?
No,
that's a form of Taekwondo. There was six.
Taekwondo, yeah.
Yeah, Taekwondo. There was six different Quans in Korea at that time. And my supreme grandmaster, I took lessons from his son when he first came to America. And I think I met the Supreme Grand Master before, but anyhow, long story short.
No, you got time.
Yeah. What got me back in 2012 is I had this dream one night, all right? I dreamt. I said, oh my goodness. I was thinking about Lake and Lindell and the old karate center. And I tossed and turned and I kind of woke up a little bit and then I went back to sleep. And in the morning, it was stronger than ever. I dreamt that I was there, that I walked into the old karate center. I walked in, it's a temple on Lake Lindell there, kind of now it's a wine bar. And I went in there, and they said, oh, karate center was here many, many, many years ago, but they moved. They moved down the street. But come on in, we have cake. And it was white cake on white plates on a white satin multi-level table is in this dream, right? It was all dream.
Okay.
So I walked in there, and it was but we are now a Buddhist temple. Come in, relax, go to church. I go, wait a minute, it's Sunday. I already went to church, I said, you know, so I don't need that. They said, well, go down across the street. So I went across the street, and where it squeaked to me, but I visualized in my dream, I mean, that's a restaurant that's in there now, but I visualized in my dream that it was kind of like a pie-shaped place with a barber shop, a massage therapist, and a
acupuncture.
Like an acupuncturist or a nutritionist in there. And in the middle was a lady teaching two boys to do Taekwondo on a checkered, black and white checkered floor in my dream. This is all part of my dream. And I said, is this where Karate Center is? And they go, no, many, many, many years ago, they were across the street, but they moved down. And I go, yeah, that's right. We made the move while I was still in Taekwondo down to where it is now on Lindell Avenue. And I had a dream that I walked in there, and I said, is this Karate Center? And they said, and I said, Master Rowe, Master Keith Griffin. I said, how about Mr. Stefan Stenzel? I said, are all those people? That was many, 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 many years ago. They said that's 50 years. That's many, many years ago. They're all gone now, but welcome to the class here. But I walked in, and I just had to call him the next day. Woke up from my dream, and it was, like I say, really strong, and all the memory was strong. I called up to Karate Center, now called World Martial Arts Center, and I said, is Master Rowe there? Long pause. One moment.
Oh.
One moment. Yeah. So there I was, and I waited online. All of a sudden, hello, this is Master Rowe. And I go, Master Rowe, it's me, Rick. I had to say, Rick the Expo guy. And then I thought, no. Back then it was Rick the waterbed guy. So then he said, oh, the waterbed guy. Rick, hi, how are you? I said, I'm thinking of coming back to Taekwondo. This was in 2012. I did all this off the stream. He goes, well, come on in. So he said, come in Monday. So I came in Monday, and I said, is Master Rowe here? The guy comes to the door, you know, he's teaching class. And he said, oh, yes, but he left. And I go, no, I was supposed to meet him here. He got on the phone. He said something in Korean. Next thing I know, Master Rowe comes in through the back door. About 5 minutes later, he said, yes, wait here. After a number of bows, he goes, yes, Rick, the waterbed guy, he said. So then we reminisced, and he told me I should.
Is this still a dream?
No, no, this is reality.
Now it's real.
It's,
okay.
it's reality
okay.
when I made the call, and then I showed up there, right?
Okay.
And then Master Rowe came in, and we had a talk, and he goes, you know, you live out in Prior Lake. You would be better served going out to the Karate Center with Master Linda out there. We call that River Valley Martial Arts. It's all part of my family of schools now. I seldom teach lessons here anyhow. So I went out and I took from 2012 through 2016, 2017, lessons from Master Linda. And her two boys taught me the lessons. And another teacher was out there. And I took a year of Hapkido, which is joint manipulation, in addition to Taekwondo, right? After I got my second degree. So it was really, really, really exciting. Here I am in martial arts, taking them out there at the school, close to home, you know, Chaska it was in. And then they moved it around to various buildings and various schools. And then all of a sudden, Master Linda quit showing up. It turned out she was fighting 17 years of breast cancer.
Oh.
And she succumbed to that. And I went to the funeral. It was very sad. Here she was, a young lady of about 65, 70 almost. And she succumbed to that. But then I had to make the change, and that's when I went back to the original Karate Center, now called World Martial Arts Center, and I've been there ever since.
All right. Now, I can back that story up.
Yes.
You had a dream, right?
Well, that was a dream.
Yep.
A dream that got me back.
You see this right here?
Yep. The knuckle.
Want to describe it for our listeners?
Well, it's a knuckle that has been bloodied, and it looks like you had to pound on the same telephone pole that I had to do.
I had, and I rarely do this, I had a dream Monday or Sunday night, and I'm sleeping, and I have a dream that this muscular workout specimen of a man wants to beat me up.
Oh, man.
Okay? So now he's chasing me, and I am just terrified that this guy's going to just whip my butt.
Is this the one like where the vacuum cleaner or the tornado's going on and you're hanging onto a pole and
no,
you can't move?
No, I'm running, and he's grabbing me and all that.
Ugh.
Finally, I decided I have to, you know, fight or flight.
Mm-hmm.
I decided the flight's not working. I'm going to have to turn around and fight. And I hit him so hard, I all of a sudden woke up, and I had punched the bed, and either I hit a back scratcher or a Kindle or a channel changer. I never have ever done that before, but you know what my first thought was? These people that have PTSD or whatever, PT, you know, postpartum, whatever, not postpartum, dramatic, you know what I mean.
Post-traumatic.
Stress disorder.
Yep.
Okay. And I have one who has flashbacks to Vietnam.
Ooh.
And I now have so much more. I always had empathy for these people that have these horrible dreams, nightmares, if you will. But realizing that that was so real to me that I literally got up and punched, you know.
What do you hit?
I can't. It was, like I said, it was either a back scratcher, a channel changer, or a Kindle.
Yeah.
But I hit it. And I'm thinking about the stories I know about spouses, that husbands all of a sudden wake up and grab them, you know.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it just turned my... I've gone through minimal, of course, but...
Wow.
To not have the ability to control your thoughts, that's not good. But what is good are the folks who sponsor the Wayne Eddy Affair. And we're just chitting and we're chatting, ladies and gentlemen, with Rick Martinick on Kim.
The staff at Guth Electric would like to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. For all your residential and commercial wiring needs, large or small, call Guth Electric at 645-9760. Merry Christmas from Guth Electric.
I love Grandpa's new home. There's so much to do.
That's right. Millstream Commons helps improve the lives of seniors through all kinds of fun activities. personalized care from a dedicated and well-trained staff, amazing creative meals prepared fresh every day and served in a social setting, live-to-be-healthy fitness classes, private apartments with all the amenities of home, and a place to continue your relationships with family and loved ones. Millstream Commons, your vibrant life continues here.
Residential or commercial, Cannon Valley Water in Dundas is the place to call for water. Whether it's a complete water conditioning system or just salt delivery and filters, Cannon Valley Water can take care of it. And Cannon Valley Water can also deliver Candy Yohai premium water right to your house or business at great rates, too. Chippewa Springs is as pure today as it was when we first tested it over a century ago, and is proudly distributed by Cannon Valley Water. Pickups are now located at 609 Stafford Lane in Dundas, just behind Aldi. Call Cannon Valley for your water today.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'll be so
a little bit of Elvis coming back into this hour of the Wayne Eddy Affair on KYMN Radio. My guest this morning is a fellow by the name of Rick Martinek, and he is one of the Expo guys that you hear broadcasting live from the sites of their expos. Have you ever, you had one at the Brown Center, is that what they call it?
Earl Brown? No.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
We've been up in Blaine at the National Sports Center for 15 years, and then we recently moved to Moundsview Event Center, spring and fall, and that's for our home improvement and design expo. We also do the show at Maple Grove Community Center. We do the show at Ames Arena in Lakeville, Canterbury Park in Shakopee, Invergrove Heights at the community center there, and Woodbury at the formerly Bielenberg Sports Center, otherwise known as Healthy Sports Center now. And then we do the two Healthy Life Expos, spring and fall at the Minneapolis Convention Center, and a show that's always a lot of fun to do at back at Maple Grove Community Center called the Longevity Expo, about life extension, all that. So I'm going to try to bring more of that into it.
Do you know Al Paulson?
I know a lot of people.
Al Paulson, back in the day, would put, when I was like a convention chairman, I would work with him and we'd find a hall and what to charge for a table and all that stuff. A lot of work, a lot of detail, a lot of, but I was going to say, schmoozing.
Yeah.
And it sounds like the ones that you named, like you have one a month almost.
So sometime, like, we do them in the spring and in the fall, because during the summer, it's very dead time. People will not come out. They're already outside enjoying the nature.
Mm-hmm.
They're riding bikes and walking with their kids on the beach. So we do them, for instance, we start out the season January 12th over at Canterbury Park for our Home Improvement and Design Expo. Very, very busy show, January 12th on a Saturday.
Can I ask a question in regards to that? Have there ever been exclusive shows where one home builder, one snowplow dealer, one yard master, or landscaper, or do you, if there are five people who want to be there, you'd want five people there, I assume?
Well, you know, it's pretty interesting. We go all out to really promote the show and get a lot of people in, and that's something that we're really good. We like to say we gather up local homeowners that are interested in home improvement projects. We advertise that through print, through TV, radio, billboards, everything, in order to get people, a lot of direct mail. We want to get people that are most eager to start their home improvement projects. So we have to open it up to each and every person. There might be 10 people there doing windows, might be four landscapers, two water companies. We like to say meet the best builders, remodelers, designers, landscapers, retailers, and other home improvement professionals.
Retailers?
Yeah, people like Home Depot will often come in, Costco, your friends at Sam's Club. You know, they offer homeowners like light bulbs that are energy efficient, or they might have appliances and stuff like that for people. It's everything related to the home. Now, the only off-center type exhibitors that we'll let in there is two Kairos per show in case the homeowner injures their back on some do-it-yourself projects. But other than that, we have, 100, 150, 200 different vendors from the area. We like to say that we got local contractors that they can, that are trusted that they can do business with. So if we hear of somebody not being a trusted contractor, we will not let them into those shows. In our Healthy Life Expo, there's how we say turnover. It's considered the largest health and wellness expos in the upper Midwest, and I've been doing them since 1994. Wayne, we created, produced, and promoted over 100 home shows. Our 100th home show will be at Inver Grove Heights this spring. We're really excited about that. Our Healthy Life Expos, I've been doing health shows since 1994 under various names, you know, but we're up to over 35 with the name Healthy Life Expo of those. So we've been really busy doing a lot of shows. We created, produced, promoted over 150 exhibitions since 1994.
Now, that's you and your partner. Do you have staff other than you and your partner?
Well, in our office, in our little office, a little bit bigger than your recording studio here, it's almost like two of these together, two separate rooms. It's like you're in the studio right next to it. We have Jim's in one place, my business partner, Jim Holt, smart guy, used to be my neighbor, little boy growing up. He came on board. He owned Minnesota Marketers. He'd create apps. He'd create websites. He went business to business, a real go-getter of a guy. He's a tiger in my tank. He's my right-hand guy. He's an equal partner here. He's in the office, and he does a remarkable job. And we make sure that each and every show, him and I call in, we close the deals, we rent the facility, we place the advertising, we're there. From the time our first vendor shows up till the last vendor leaves, we're there the 2 days, the day of setup and then the day of the show. So there's two of us there. And then we have Leanne, we have Mark, we have Mike, we have Robin, Robin being my wife. And then we go through Twin Town Productions, and they provide the various people that we might also need. We like as a courtesy to invite people in and help them move in. We also help them move out. And we get sponsors, like pizza sponsor for pizza in the afternoon. We get coffee and roll sponsor in the morning. We get a dilly bar break at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We have a sponsor for that. And we keep.
When you say you get a sponsor, that means that the participants are getting free coffee, free donuts, free ice cream sandwiches, or whatever.
The exhibitors, the vendors.
That's what I mean.
But we want to make it fun, and we want to have a free 10-minute consultation with an interior designer if people bring in their pictures at our shows. We have ongoing seminars. We have some of the best local contractors with really big hearts that actually care about consumers and help them make the right decision. They'll give free information and all that. So it becomes a win-win for everybody.
Have you ever had any similarity to under the grandstand at the state fair, like guys selling knives, you know, and giving demonstrations with various products?
Yeah, we have a few of those people sometime. We used to have the cookware people all the time at the big Healthy Life Expo. See, they want 2 or 3 day shows. At our show, there's 2 days. So sometime they'll show, sometime they won't. You know, they call us, and then we could sell them a booth, of course. We're into that, you know, selling booths. That's what makes the money go round.
And that's why when I was a convention chairman, it was very successful.
Yeah.
Because that's what you have. You have to have the people there.
Right. If you don't have the people there, you shouldn't be called a show promoter.
And we encourage people that are being catered to buy something.
Well, you know, we think that we provide a lot of great services there, and it's well-rounded, that if they're in any phase of their home improvement projects, even if they're do-it-yourself, you're going to find something at our home shows. And we offer that because we actually care about people. We care about people attending. We care about our vendors. And I'm never, ever going to let that down. I'm never going to not care about people. That's why I like to spread the news on, you know, cancer research or stuff that I hear. I like to give them referrals to the people that know.
Now, you use the word vendor, and, of course, a lot of people know what that means. Mm-hmm. But you also think of vending machines.
Right.
Do you ever contract with a Coca-Cola or Pepsi-Cola or no, Hill's Brother Coffee or anything like that?
See, what happens is that facilities like Canterbury Park or Minneapolis Convention Center, they got all their regulars that they always do business with and sign big contracts. They got caterers. So we don't compete with the food aspect of that, nor do we bring in any vendors. We bring in people that might sample food, healthy natural foods and healthy natural products at our show in which they need a temporary food permit, but the size has to be less than 2 ounce size, serving size at our Healthy Life Expo. At our home shows, we never have anybody like that. It's all home related. So, you know, if we could do that, more than anything, I believe in my heart, Jim believes in his heart, that we provide a service out there for people. For the exhibitors, otherwise known as vendors, I always called them exhibitors for years. That's what they really are. Yeah. And then, you know, you could call it either way. Isn't it funny with the English language? We could use so many different things. Everybody will know what we're talking about.
Well, I figure a vendor, you're going to buy something from them.
Right.
Or it is somebody that provides you with something. An exhibitor is, hey, look what I've got.
Right. Well, we have both, or all, or all together. The bottom line is that if we get a bad report on them, we'll never, ever invite them back. We want them to treat our attendees very well, and we believe that we're accomplishing that. And so we're sent to this earth to do a special thing, a service. I feel that Jim and I are providing that service through MediaMax events and expos.
Is there a lot of competition in regards to the expo guys? You're doing quite a few.
Yeah. Well, the expo guys is a trademark that I created and kind of a fun little thing. We should really have like cartoon people in our commercials or line drawings of us, especially as I age. Jimmy just keeps looking better at his young age, 31. But me, I'm kind of starting to look like, okay, you know how the hair gets after a few years and stuff like that. No, we created that concept, the Expo guys. I had a partner before Jim came on board. Jim's been there now 8 years. Prior to that, I had Magic Brad myself, and we were doing shows for about 10 years prior to
that. Is that the fellow I had on the air, Magic Brad?
No, I think Jim actually came down and interviewed with you a couple times. Jim is very well-spoken, very intelligent individual, and he makes a lot of stuff happen. Having him as a business partner, we're assured that my thought and my customer service to people remains very high, and add his customer service and his incredible integrity. Together we make a win-win situation, and people feel it. They know it. They can read right through us. That's the amazing thing about me and him, is that you can't pull the wool off over anybody's eyes. You got to be straight up and forward, because they could see right through it, because they see our actions. Actions speak louder than word. And they know that we're of integrity and will never change.
Now, the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce has a show each spring, a spring and garden show, or whatever they call it. And you see the carpenters, the plumbers, the electricians, the bankers, the florists, and then they'll have a side thing where they'll be teaching planting or something like that.
Education.
So it's a locally produced show. It's produced locally,
right?
But you get some help, you know, and you have the chamber staff.
A lot of volunteers.
Do you ever do that for a community? Like, let's say, for the heck of it, let's go to Hastings or let's go to West St. Paul. Do you ever come in and say, hey, Chamber of Commerce or City Council?
We stay away from the Chamber of Commerce's. We know that they're trying to highlight a lot of people. They do a good job doing what they do, and some of it's outrageous, some of it isn't. You know, they do their thing, and we want to make sure that we are not associated with any chamber, any local business thing. We're not there to get the pizza guy involved and trying to, you know, it's more of a sales type thing there. With ours, we want to just have an equal platform, fair for everybody. We take no specialty, favoritism, no nothing. I don't care if they're a member or not a member. We don't offer a membership platform. We do that for a reason. We just want to be fair to everybody. If the guy takes out a 20 by 20 booth at our show, we're not going to give him any more attention than we do the person that just buys a regular 8 by 10.
Do you have any one particular vendor that goes to all of your shows all of the time?
You know, it's funny that you should mention that, but whenever we do a show, we do it, try to do it with the best integrity and the best quality. And oftentimes, the same vendor that you see over in Canterbury, as much as we try to highlight all the local people first, you might see somebody like Minnesota Rusco that do every single show that we do, or Window Concepts does every single show that we do. These are established companies. Minnesota Rusco has been in business, I believe, like 60 years right now. You know, they're very nice people. These are nice people that are trusted in very various communities around Bath Fitter. People like that, they come into each and every show that we do. And we're happy to have them there, and the customers seem to enjoy them as well.
Do you ever get hooked up with, like, a county fair?
No, we won't do a county fair. We might exhibit at a county fair. We might exhibit. We're members of MERSC, you know. That's all the 3M Blue Cross. All those people are members of that. We're members of the Prior Lake Chamber. We're members of Meet Minneapolis, the big chamber, CVB, rather, for Minneapolis. And, you know, we keep good relations among all that. I'm personally a BNI member, Business Network International, out at Edina. We meet at the Wooddale Church in Eden Prairie. And I'm there, and I do that more for friends and relationships. And because there's only Jimmy and I in the office, but we have all these other staff that come on board during each show, we like to bounce ideas off some of these other business owners, and there's like 55 business owners in there. And so we might have an idea. We say, what do you think of this idea? What do you think of this? So as a result of some of the stuff we learned, we're going to have hourly prize drawings of either an Expo Guy hot sauce or a Good Earth gift card every hour on the hour at our health and home shows. We're also going to give away a Fitbit at our Healthy Life Expo, or a touchpad at our home shows, or a $100 gift card for a Home Depot gift card. Whether Home Depot exhibits with us or not, we find that a lot of people like to have that.
We're going to take another break. We'll be back with our guest on the Wayne Eddy Affair, live and in color from our studios in downtown Northfield, Rick...
Haha, Martinick?
Martinick. I want to give it another syllable. Martinick. Okay.
Happy New Year. This is Corey Berg and Charles Hagelin from Elite Auto Care, your hometown Napa Auto Care Center. Come experience the difference at Elite Auto Care.
The Quarterback Club hopes that this is a season full of days that are merry and bright for you, and that the new year is one of happiness and filled with prosperity. The warmest wishes to you and yours during this holiday season from everyone at the Quarterback Club.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Hey, that's Etta James on the Wayne Eddy Affair, and of course, A Winter Wonderland, the title of the tune on 1080 Radio and 95.1 FM. And Rick, we talked about your battle with cancer and some good information there. We just talked about your business, and we talked briefly about your bicycle ride from the biking stadium to Lambeau Field in Green Bay, and you said you got a lot of coverage on that. Were you able to put together a videotape of all of the videos that were taken, like in Minneapolis or St. Paul or in Eau Claire or which way you go there, La Crosse?
Well, the magic thing about that is that I was able to edit it. I have Peter Marty, and he works for Fox 9. And at that time, he one of the times he followed us right out to Green Bay and met us there for one of the videoing of all that. And he is a master editor. So we created a 12-minute segment on YouTube. And it kind of is motivating. And every week I still get tons of likes and shares and everything from this video. It's called 7, the number 7, days, plural, 7 days to Green Bay, the bike ride, 2014. And if people look at that, or, yeah, 2014. Wow, it's been a few years since I did that. I should go and do it again. I should do three. Is three a charmer? I don't know. But I'd be up for that again. My wife and I got to do some convincing there, of course. But if she's up for it, we'll do it again. But it's 7 days to Green Bay, the bike ride, 2014. You'll see various mayors with us doing the bike ride. You'll see all the scenes that we took upon still pictures and other ones. And then we narrate about our adventures along the way. And it's actually a fun little clip. It's on YouTube.
How soon will it go? How soon can you click it without having to write that huge sentence in there?
Well, if you just Google, like, I got a smartphone here. You just push the little talk button, because I never text anything. I mean, I text, but it's all voice.
Yeah,
so,
me too.
Yeah, and I can share. I'll share one little thing a little bit later before we're off on that. But
On the air?
Yeah, okay. I could. It's safe. It's clean.
Okay.
You know, I'm basically
well, sure,
a clean
right
guy.
Now.
I can't hide anything. Like I say, I'm totally transparent. But anyhow, if you just push that little microphone thing on there and say 7 days to Green Bay, the bike ride 2014, it'll come right up. You just click on the YouTube thing and you enjoy it.
I doubt if you even have to say 2014.
Yeah.
You know, because I use a microphone all the time. And yesterday I had a
2012 might come up though, Wayne. When we did it in 2012. But this is 2014 is what you want to see.
Thank you. Anyhow, she is a prosthetist. And when I text that, I mentioned yesterday that I like to my wife, I'll be a little late on my prostitutes.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, you know, we were.
Because of the microphone. I'm saying prosthetist, and they just go ahead and put that out.
I get in some real trouble with that. You know, I pushed my smartphone when we did that bike ride, you know, on 7 Days to Green Bay, the 2014 edition. And we're over there, and my wife's aunt, and she's she's probably 75 right now. Anyhow, I push the text, because I'm always on the fly. I'm always really, really busy. And I go, hey, her name is Roser, R-O-S-E-R, Roser, right? I said, hey, Roser, meet us near the Vince Lombardi statue. We're done with the television interviews. We'll meet you here. We got your ticket. You know how it came out? Hey, loser. Instead of, hey, Roser, it was, hey, loser. I look back and I go, oh, my God, I didn't mean to say that.
Yeah, and I do that all the time. And then I have to shut, never mind, I'll try again.
My business partner, Jim,
yeah?
J-I-M, I used to talk to text and I go, hey, Jim, meet me over here. Or, hey, Jim, did you remember to bring the signs or something like that? It would always come G-Y-M, and he said, does he really not know how to spell my name?
We want to talk about something else, and what is that? You have another story that we were going to, or idea that we were going to, we talked about the cancer, we talked about the ride over to Lambeau, we talked about the expo guys.
Yep.
And there was one other subject I wanted to touch on base with you.
Well, we talked about the heart disease.
Yeah.
Yep.
And health food and live life like every day is your last and be good to people and all that. But
We talked about a lot.
So what about your four kids?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm really blessed to have four children. I have Nikki, my oldest. She's like 32. And then Sarah, she's, Nikki's probably 35 right now. I have to do a reality check every now and then. She lives in Cedar Rapids with our four beautiful grandkids and her husband. And Clayton and I always talk, and it's always a lot of fun. That's my son-in-law. My other daughter lives in Arizona with two boys and her husband. And the boys are a handful, a lot of work, but they're a lot of fun. And then my other son, who's a highway patrolman in downtown Minneapolis, he's Andrew, and he takes a night shift. And I always worry about him every time before bed. I say, geez, he's just starting his shift right now. I hope that he remains safe and stuff. But he, for 8 years in a row, has gotten more. He always believed as a child that drunks shouldn't be on the street if alcohol and driving doesn't match, right? So he had more DWI busts of these people that overindulge in the last 8 years. And every year he's been invited to the Twins game to get the baseball bat along with the other DWI enforcers. So that's been kind of a nice thing.
What do you mean gets the baseball bat?
They give you a baseball bat and then they recognize you on the big screen at the Twins game.
Yeah.
And that's about, I believe it's about June or July that we go to that each year.
And they put them on the
best cops in the metro.
Yeah. They say this man has arrested more DUIs or
they actually have about 30 or 40 officers from various things. Some might be sheriffs. They might be in little tiny small towns.
Okay.
But they're people that are recognized for getting the highest level of DWI arrests and pulling unsafe drivers that may have over-intoxicated themselves off the street. So he lives in...
Is that part of MAD?
Yeah. You know, MAD also gives him recognition awards.
Okay.
And... really, the bottom line is whether you drink or not, or whatever you're into.
Texting.
Texting too, a big thing. Or huffing, or whatever the people do. And then they get behind a wheel and they have basically a 2,000 pound killing machine right there. And his job, always as a little boy, was that he didn't like the idea of alcoholics wiping out entire families on the street.
What about your other child?
I'll get to him real quick.
Oh, okay. Keep going.
Sorry.
Let me take a break.
I rattle on like...
Take a break, yep. And then we'll be back, and I have to take a break after that. So
okay, thank you.
We'll get her going here.
Welcome home to Northfield Manor. On the campus of Northfield Retirement Community, Northfield Manor is proud to offer HUD Section 8 subsidized equal opportunity housing for adults 62 and older. Take advantage of all amenities on campus, including our state-of-the-art theater, Imelda's Marketplace, Fitness Center, Main Street Cafe, walking trails, and more. Call today, 507-650-7332. Northfield Retirement Community. Innovation. Choice. Tradition.
If you are looking for a last-minute gift idea, check out Burkhart's Meyer Shoes in downtown Faribault. For useful Christmas gifts, such as long shoehorns, shoeshine kits, Yak Track ice grippers, smart wool socks, and sheepskin-lined slippers and moccasins for both men and women. While you're in, check out the Ladies' Winter Shoe Clearance Sale, with over 600 pair of ladies' shoes and boots, all sale-priced and now out on tables. All of us here at Burkhart's Meyer Shoes wish you and yours a most joyous Christmas holiday.
You know who's singing this? Are you that old?
I probably am.
No, it should be before your time. Although they did make a movie about these guys.
Beach Boys?
No. The Four Seasons.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's all like Crazy Valley. Yep.
New Jersey Boys.
Yeah. The boys from Jersey.
Yeah, Jersey. So we finish up on your son. Oh. That's a Minneapolis or Minnesota Highway Patrolman with being presented a bat as a participant in getting a lot of drunks off the street.
Yeah, well, he has a wonderful wife and three little kids.
Did you
kids.
Say he has a wonderful wife. Life, like Christmas?
Well, I guess that too, but but a wonderful wife and three children.
That's
and then my other son lives in Arizona, and he is a businessman that takes care of IT for businesses and predictive dialing. So, you know, he puts phone systems in businesses that do a lot of telephoning.
Well, you got to be a very proud father and grandfather.
I'm blessed beyond belief. Yep. I really am.
When's the last time that you and your two daughters and your two sons, are you still married? Or?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, happily married, yeah.
Oh, same mother to these children?
No, a new wife.
Okay. Nowadays, you got to figure it out. Okay.
I'm very respectful of the other former wife, but I've been with my wife now for about 18 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah, Robin was a state agronomist in Minnesota, And don't ask me what that is, except for that she used to deal with a lot of farmers and all that, and make sure that everybody has runoff and all that. So, but she's been retired since age 55, which means that for basically about the last 6 years, she's been retired.
And, of course, getting that nice state retirement check.
Federal, yep.
Federal, yeah, even better. So the question was, have you had all four of your kids and grandchildren all in the one place where you can have a picture with Grandma and Grandpa?
Yes.
When's the last time you got all together at the same time, all your kids and your grandkids?
I think I jumped into the picture at the Minnesota Zoo back about August or something.
Oh, recently.
Yeah. But normally every Christmas we get together. This Christmas, I have to do it in stages. I'm going to spend Christmas with the one daughter from Cedar Rapids and her family on Friday. But before, Andrew and his family that live here in the Twin Cities all met at the Wilds Golf Course. They had Santa and they had the reindeer, and that was last Sunday for brunch. And so that was nice. My other daughter, I flew her up here. She wanted to see the fall leaf colors in October and spend time with her boys up here. So we did a lot of that running around. And Alex was here all summer. He has a motor home, so he could be mobile. He could be all over with his business. And he was up here. So I love them all. Open, endless love. Unconditional love. I'm so proud of my kids, so proud of my grandkids. I always invite my oldest grandson that's 16 now. I always say, hey, Ethan, let's do a race together. Of course, he's a lot faster than I am, but I always wanted to run with my youngest grandkid. And right now, if she just got her legs and she's out running, she looks like a jacket running down the street. All you see is his big oversized jacket, and that's Madeline is her name. And I always wanted to be able to run a marathon with my youngest grandbaby. Wow. And so hopefully I live old enough to do that.
You know? What are the other grandkids' names?
Well, we start out with Ethan. He's about 16. And then there's Preston in that same family. And then there's Kylie and Olivia. That's all with the Cedar Rapids crew. We got Sarah has Baron and Oliver in Arizona. Andrew has the oldest son is Cooper, and then he has Michaela, M-I-K-K-L-A, and then Madeline. So that's 9 grandkids that I am so excited about, so proud of, and so extremely nirvana. I just love it.
When you were in high school, did you participate in athletics?
You know, I did a little bit of wrestling until I broke my ankle back in junior high, and I never was in any athletics after that.
I'm going to take a break, and I'll give you 35.1 seconds to think about your favorite brief, 11 o'clock, we're done here, Christmas story. Christmas gift as a kid or an adult or whatever, just memories of Merry Christmas, all right?
Sure.
We'll be right back with our guest on the Wayne Eddy Affair. Rick will be telling us his favorite Christmas story.
Farmer's Mill and Elevator in Castle Rock would like to wish everyone a happy and safe holiday. Merry Christmas from Farmer's Mill and Elevator. Farmer's Mill would like to thank you for your business in the past year. It's great to have customers like you, and they look forward to serving you in the new year. Farmersmill.com.
Apex Electrical Contracting in Northfield hopes everyone has a wonderful holiday season filled with joy. Apex will help you with all of your electrical needs, whether it's residential, commercial, light industrial, remodels, or repairs. Call Scott for an estimate at 645-0170. From all of us at Apex Electrical Contracting, Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you. Rick Martinick is my guest this morning. I got it right that time?
Yes.
Okay. We started a show here on Chem Radio decades ago, Christmas Through the Eyes of a Child, and I hear them now, and just fun to listen to. But I also ask my guests at this time of the year, what's your most memorable Christmas? If it was a new bicycle or somebody came home from the service, whatever it is that you thought of.
Well, you know, as a child, I always had my family members, my brothers and my sisters together in our Glen Lake, Minnetonka home, and we have a lot of fond memories. My dad had the tinfoil tree with the color light, but more recently, it's all my children coming together at my house, even last year, and we all get together, and we hired a Santa Claus, and Santa Claus Denny, Santa Denny came in, a longtime friend of mine, played Santa Claus. It was a wonderful time. That was actually 2 years ago. And then we also went out to the Wilds Golf Course, and we had Mr. and Mrs. Claus at that time there, both of them together with pitchers. And then we also did the sleigh ride. So about 2 years ago, very, very fond memories of everybody together, all the kids so little running around the house. Everybody had the biggest eyes in the world as they opened their presents, and it was just a wonderful, loving environment. Very wonderful.
And recognizing that Christmas is a holy holiday for Christians, and yes. Then, of course, it's happy holidays because you got Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's coming up. So I remember the one gift that I'll never forget was an electric train, a Lionel electric train.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll tell you what, I actually got up and went in the bathroom and threw up. I was so excited.
Oh,
I couldn't believe it. What was yours?
Well, I got a BB gun once when I was a kid.
A Red Ryder?
Yeah, just like that. Yeah. And that was very exciting for me. And, I always view Christmas, Jesus is the reason for the season. And, many paths, one God. I always believe in that. The focus should stay on Christmas and the celebration that we all live in. And we're made to share. We're made to love other people. We're made to be love and have love in action by the actions that we take. And I believe that every time my eyes are still as big as they were when I was a child. I get more excited than anybody I know. And I just want to yell, love this life and make the most of it.
Folks, this guy is the real deal. He actually means what he says, and he's got a smile on his face all the time. And it's a pleasure to see you because the first thing you do is, hey, how are you? Make me feel good like I'm your long-lost friend or something. But you live what you preach. You're not preaching to the choir.
Thank you, Wayne.
Like that.
I love your show, and thank you so much for the opportunity.
Well, we got a couple minutes.
Well, I'm going to butter you up a little bit more, my friend. You've been a staple in the community for a long, long time. I listen to your show often. I hear the many different interviews that you do. I mean, you're one of the last pioneers out in the radio marketplace that has been here forever. And so the people at KYMN and The One are really fortunate to have such a good guy as you doing this. And I say that from the heart. I don't say that to butter you up because I'm sure you could create your own butter if you have to.
Oh, yeah. I've been known to have an ego, believe me. And I'll tell you what, I rested my ego yesterday because I went to a thing called a Celebration of Life for Earl Bakken,
sure.
The founder of Medtronix, the largest medical instrument provider in the world. And I got there, and there are all these cops all the way from University Avenue into Northrop telling you where to go, and staff members telling you. And they were very kind. I was on the board of directors with Earl Bakken at the Pavic Museum of Broadcasting, and they gave us front row seats, and then they had speakers, CEOs, past CEOs, the president of the University of Minnesota, and a couple thousand people.
Wow.
And I was mentioned earlier, I saw police officers, and I asked them, I said, why are there so many private, bodyguards? And, well, the movers and the shakers of that industry in the world were there to pay honor to Earl.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, I was glad, lucky to meet him. He had the same attitude as you, and that is